This episode of the Jordan Taylor Show is brought to you by my mailbox. Totally destroyed.
To the 10, breaks a tackle to the 5, barrels his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans!
And it is the Jordan Taylor Show. My name is Jordan Taylor. Welcome, guys. I know you probably don't care about the Titans at all, but I'm really excited because the Titans actually played really well today, and they got a big win. So that's all I'll say about the Titans today, but I just had to mention it. Got a lot to talk about today. The whole mailbox situation. I mentioned it last night late into my anchor station. Very late at night, so I'm not sure if all of you heard it or not, but my mailbox, when I got home last night, found out that it had been hit. I don't know if it was baseball batted or if it was, like, hit by a car. I'm going to talk about all of my suspicions and kind of my detective work that I did today. Also, as I was just, you know, hanging out on YouTube, a video popped up, and it was about Ben Franklin's schedule that he kept every day, and it was really, really intriguing to me, so I printed out a PDF of it, of his, like, schedule, and I'm going to try it out tomorrow, so we're going to talk about that, and man, let's just jump right into it. Okay, so I spent, a significant amount of my brain power today just trying to understand what the heck happened to my mailbox, because it was smashed up last night, okay? Like, it was hanging off of the post, my mailbox post, and there's really no explanation. A couple things just don't make sense. Number one, it doesn't really make sense that somebody would just hit my mailbox specifically with a baseball bat, because I drove around today when I was going somewhere and nobody else's boxes were hit. They weren't, which is really unusual. It's not like in my old neighborhood, when people hit mailboxes with baseball bats, they would just go down the line and smash everyone that they could see, like down the street. And if they missed one, they missed one, but they would hit the next one and they would try and hit all of them. So it's really weird that it was just kind of like my mailbox was hit. It doesn't really make any sense. So I tried to figure out a little bit of maybe if there was another thing that could have happened. The only other thing that I could think of was that maybe somebody's side view mirror clipped my mailbox, which kind of makes sense because I live a little bit on a curve. Where there's some trees and stuff, and then right when the trees open up, maybe 30 feet after that is my mailbox. And seeing that's around a curve, maybe, people who aren't paying attention are kind of, go off the road, and then it's like all of a sudden my mailbox is there, and then their mirror hits it. But I didn't see anybody's mirror on, any sign of like a car, that had gone in the dirt a little bit or anything like that. No, tracks, no mirror on the ground, really nothing. But then I thought, well, you know what? There's a lot of people in my area that have like just big trucks, like really big trucks, that have side view mirrors that extend out like really far, F-350s or whatever they're called. So that seems like that might have been, what happened. And then what kind of made me think that that is probably what happened, was that the people that lived, in the house before us, they had a mailbox, and their mailbox was hit in the same exact place that our mailbox was hit. They had a metal mailbox, and there's an indention right at the exact same spot, and it's not like an even hit like you would think that a baseball bat would do. It's just kind of like right at this specific spot that seems like, well, maybe that could be a side view mirror. It doesn't seem like a baseball bat, and it's really only damaged in this one spot. So that kind of makes me think that maybe it was the side view mirror theory. And also, the people bungee corded their mailbox to the pole. They didn't actually hammer, you know, screw it in. It was literally just held up by some bungee cords, which makes me think that maybe, you know, that happened a couple times to them, and they were like, well, forget it, I'm not going to keep screwing in, you know, it into my post if it's just going to keep getting hit. So they just, like, bungee corded it on. Just, you know, if it got hit, it would fly off, and they just put it back on. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. That's probably what happened, but I have an idea for what I can do to the hooligans if there actually were people going around hitting mailboxes. So what I'm going to do tomorrow, I'm going to put a new post in the ground for my mailbox, because the post got really badly messed up. It was already messed up, which makes me think that this has happened before, but now it's just, like, extremely messed up. So I'm just going to, you know, put a new one up, saw the other one out or whatever, and put a new one up. But I think also what I'm going to do, because I got to put cement in the ground to, you know, make it sturdy or whatever. I think what I'm going to do is, and tell me if this is a terrible idea, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a metal pole. And I, you know, like a smaller one, but a metal pole nonetheless. And I'm going to stick it next to my mailbox. So if in the nighttime, somebody who is going down the line and smashing mailboxes, they come up, they're not going to be able to see it because it's going to be a dark pole, but they're going to come up to hit my mailbox, and they're just going to smash their baseball bat right into a metal pole that is unmovable. Who knows what's going to happen to that baseball bat? That thing's going to go flying, smash out their window. The guy's arms are just going to be completely rattled. I think that would be hilarious. I texted my neighbor last night when I got home, and I was like, so my mailbox is destroyed. What should I do? Is this normal for this area? And she was like, sometimes people come down with baseball bats. She was like, you just stick a metal pole in front of your mailbox. And I was like, that is a perfect idea. So I'm not exactly sure if I'm going to do that or not, but I'm really, really considering it. You know, as I spent a lot of time today trying to fix my nice mailbox, okay? This mailbox was not a $20 mailbox. As I was fixing it today, I was like, you know what? If this really was somebody who just intentionally smashed this, I will get my revenge. I will. But also, like, if it is somebody's mirror that keeps hitting our mailbox, it'll just hit the metal pole and just rip their mirror off. And I honestly, if they're stupid enough to drive so close to the side of the street that they're going to smash my mailbox, I would rather them just rip their own mirror off. So that's kind of what is going through my mind. Let me know in the comment section if that is a terrible idea, or if it's if it's an okay idea. This metal pole is not going to be able to kill somebody within their car. Okay, this is going to be like a small pole, but it'll be enough to like stop somebody's baseball bat. Just let me know. Today on the old internet, I came across Benjamin Franklin's schedule that he kept, basically a daily schedule to keep him on track, doing what he knew he was supposed to do, while also, leaving time for relaxation and a conversation with people and stuff like that. And Benjamin Franklin has always been a person that I've been really interested in. I haven't finished his biography, but not his autobiography, but like a biography written about him. I've been reading that for a while now. It's pretty long, but he's a really interesting guy to me. And so when I came across this YouTube video talking about his schedule that he kept every day, and I don't know, it was kind of inspiring to me. In a way, and so I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna get this PDF off of the internet, and I'm gonna use my nice new printer that I bought, and I'm going to print it off and use it tomorrow. And my printer, the nice new one, it took me a minute to get it to work because it wasn't working. But once I got it to work, I printed it off, and I printed off about 5 of them. So basically every day this week, I'm going to use Benjamin Franklin's schedule, just kind of how he broke up his day, and see if that makes me more productive this week, because I feel like I don't get enough sleep. And I definitely, just the more I read, the more I realize just how important sleep is. It seems so obvious, but like if you just consistently are not getting enough sleep, it's just absolutely terrible for you just overall, and you will definitely feel the effects of that in the long run. So that's something I've been thinking about a lot recently, and Benjamin Franklin's thing was to basically, you know, go to sleep at like 10 and wake up at like 5 or 5:30. So that's kind of what I was doing in the past, and I've gotten away from that, and I keep talking about wanting to, you know, get more sleep and get up earlier, so I figured, you know, what the heck, I'll try this out. So we'll see. It'll hopefully keep me more on track with videos and stuff like that. Having, you know, working from home, it's really hard to have, like, a set time that I'm going to sit down and work. That's really hard to, like, set a schedule of, like, I'm going to sit down for 3 hours or 2 hours and work, and then I'm going to get up and, you know, do a exercise or a stretch, and I'm going to sit down for another 2 hours and work. That is really, really hard when you work from home and you work, you know, for yourself. And so I really want to do a better job at that. So hopefully this will keep me more consistent on an upload schedule and stuff. I know I didn't upload this week, so I'm just going to, you know, cut my losses and upload on Friday. And I'm not going to try and do like a late upload like I did last week, because that pretty much destroyed me. So I'm going to, you know, try out this new schedule this week and see if I can get out a video that I really like on Friday and not, you know, kill myself editing it late into the week. I'm going to try and get everything done early and, you know, have it uploaded before I, you know, have like a scheduled upload, I mean, which I rarely ever do. So yeah, I'll let you guys know how that goes throughout the week and just kind of update you every day on how that's going. All right, guys, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm already getting comments from you guys telling me what you think about my metal pole mailbox idea. One person said that their friend's dad used to fill their mailbox with just straight cement as a little surprise to the baseball bat buddies. So I'm definitely not going to do that because I don't want to ruin my mailbox, but that makes me feel like you think my idea is decent. So I might go ahead and do it. I'm going to wake up early tomorrow and set up my new mailbox and pole and everything like that. So I'm going to go to sleep early, follow the Benjamin Franklin daily routine. Also, guys, before I go to sleep, go check out Sarah's new blog. I almost called her Sailor because that's the name of her of her new blog. Sailor. It's sailor.life. I love the dot life. I think that's awesome. Sailor.life. Go check it out. She just launched it, I think yesterday or the day before or something like that. We've been working on it for quite a while. So yeah, go check it out. It is very, very fun. Very cool. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.